Welcome again to another edition of In Focus on Lake 88.1. I'm Brian Perkin. And today, a very interesting project that is being organized by members of the Wolf Lake Association. They're organizing something that is called the Lead Fishing Tackle Buyback Program, or something that they actually call the Let's Get the Lead Out Project. To tell us a little bit more about that today, we have two guests in the studio with us, and they are Margie Manthey. Welcome to Lake 88. Margie, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Brian, for the opportunity to talk.
And also with us is Donna Gartland. And Donna, welcome to Lake 88. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Brian, for having us.
Margie, we're going to start with you first of all. Lead fishing in lures and tackle, etc. You know, when we're talking about the lead products that are used in these particular items, it's a big problem. And how did this sort of come to your attention? Why is this something that is sort of, you know, a favorite project of yours right now?
Well, I am a lifelong angler, a passionate lifelong angler, over 50 years worth of fishing. And I also like to think of myself as a passionate conservationist. I write a wildlife article for the Review Mirror in Westport. It comes out weekly. It's called Wild Around Westport. And I kind of fell down a rabbit hole when I stumbled on the topic of lead toxicity and how it impacts wildlife, especially aquatic birds. So that's how it first came on my radar.
Mm-hmm. And as a fisherman and somebody who has, you know, seen the damage it can cause, it really hits home, and especially in this neck of the woods, right? Westport, Rideau Lakes, Mississippi Lakes area. We are in that area. Our moniker, you know, 100 lakes within 50 miles of Perth and beyond, even more. So when you talk about the lead, can we talk specifically about what it does to the fish and what it does to, you know, the fowl habitat as well, such
Absolutely.
As the loons, etc.?
Yes. So we already know that lead is a powerful neurotoxin. It impacts all living things. And we've recognized that. But somehow we've missed the mark here. I'm not sure why, through convenience or because lead is very cheap. And it's still very prevalent in our lures and in our sporting tackle or sporting shot as well. But so loons and other aquatic birds take in these little bits of lead and lead sinkers. They actually ingest large lures as well. And what happens is they have a very powerful gizzard, and it breaks the lead down very quickly, and it poisons them over a period of 2 to 3 weeks. It's almost always fatal. It kills more than just loons. It kills eagles, mergansers, ducks, swans. It's very, very prevalent among aquatic birds, and we do know that there's at least something like 28 or 30 species known to have lead toxicity impacts, and they speculate that there's probably a good 75 more that are at risk from lead tackle.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And I've seen one of the videos that you folks have been using for Let's Get the Lead Out actually shows an x-ray of the insides, the abdomen of a loon. And it strikes me as just incredible, the fact that you got a shot of a fishing hook. You've got maybe sinkers in there, lures, etc. So it's something that is well documented, I guess, now even more so, right?
Absolutely. We have everything from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. We've got veterinarians and biologists and ecologists. We've got so many different studies that have scientifically shown the impacts, the deadly impacts of lead on wildlife. So radiographs or x-rays are one way. They do blood diagnostics as well. And so, again, the science really shows that sometimes, in some regions anyway, up to 50% of loons, their mortality numbers are directly related to lead toxicity from tackle alone.
Hmm, that's incredible. So when we're talking about the actual tackle, if that's the one thing we're going after with your particular project, Margie, let's just talk about the pieces or the parts of lures, tackle, that are filled with lead. And I guess the most obvious one is the one that so many fishermen used for so many years, and that's the weight, the little weight, and you can actually pinch the lead around the fishing line. That's, I think a lot of people recognize that as being, you know, just, that was pure lead, right?
That's right. And I kind of shudder to admit this, but as a youngster, I would bite down on the lead split shots to close them over my fishing line. So I joke around that that explains a lot about my personality today. So lead is so prevalent in tackle. I can't begin to tell you. If you go into any large retail store and you walk through the fishing aisles, I can guarantee you most of what you're going to find, especially a suspending lure or a sinking lure, is comprised of lead today. It's hard to get lead-free on the shelves in our retailers right now. Mm-hmm. It's more expensive. But yes, lead split shots, especially lead sinkers and lead jig heads, 1 ounce and under, is what is probably statistically most responsible for lead toxicity poisoning. Loons, eagles, they do take down larger baits. We've seen it on radiographs, large spoons and things you wouldn't expect a loon to take down. They do.
Wow.
But predominantly, it's the 1 ounce and under lead weights and jig heads.
Yeah, those are the culprits.
That's the main culprit.
Yeah. So why is lead being used? Is it just that it's a less expensive metal than galvanized steel or you know, stainless steel?
Well, it is cheap and it's easy to smelt. It can smelt or break down. They melt it down at lower temperatures than, let's say, tungsten. So, but I do think it comes down to a combination of things. Number one, it's cost. It's much cheaper. It's very cheap. And it's just very accepted. That's the puzzling part when we know what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
There's tungsten and bismuth and steel and tin and ceramics and glass. There's so many alternatives. It's just hard to find them on the shelves of our tackle stores.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not something perhaps maybe some of the tackle shops, although with education I'm sure they're becoming more aware of it, but these particular items then, the tackle, are coming from where? Everywhere, I guess.
Yes, it's both sides of the puddle, as I say. So the U.S., we do have some programs there, similar to our lead buyback program. That's what ours are modeled after. So some states have banned certain sizes of lead tackle. And here in Ontario, for example, it's been banned from, I believe, just the national parks. That's the only place you can't use it. Or a designated wildlife area. You can use it everywhere else. But lead is manufactured a lot overseas as well. And then I did speak to the owner of a tackle store that told me up in Quebec, everyday anglers, they get lead very cheap from batteries, and they melt it down, and they make their own sinkers, and they sell them, or they use them for themselves. So it's kind of a prevalent thing throughout different regions.
Yeah. And you're hoping, of course, through your project, get the lead out, that, you know, the fishing lures and everything get turned in, and we get some of this stuff out of the area. Is there going to be a ban? Do you think you kind of mentioned nationally, the national parks don't allow lead fishing tackle. Is this what you're saying? So would this be something that the province of Ontario, other provinces across the country, could take up as well? I mean, we've got a lot of provincial parks as well where there's lots of fishing going on.
Well, right now, we are just all about education. We feel like if we get the word out, for example, after fishing for 50 years, I was really not connecting the dots with just how much harm one split shot can kill an adult loon. I've lost many split shots in my career. So right now, I think our big focus is on education and spreading awareness. We would like to reach out to our politicians to make sure they're aware as well of the dangers of lead toxicity.
Mm-hmm. So education is kind of the key right now.
I think so, especially youth education.
Yeah. Now, Donna Gartland is with us as well, a member of the Wolf Lake Association. And Donna, you have, with Margie and some other volunteers, put together a bit of a buyback program. In other words, it's not just give us your lead tackle, but you're also giving folks money to be able to go and buy tackle in other stores. Tell us what the brainchild behind that one was, and I know you've talked to a lot of great sponsors that are helping you put that on as well.
Well, thank you, Brian. Yes, we have a lead fishing tackle buyback program, and what you can do is you can turn in your lead, and we will give you a $10 voucher to go to the participating retailers and buy $10 worth or more of lead-free tackle. So it's an opportunity for two things. One, we create the awareness with the angling community. Two, they get an opportunity when they're going down these fishing aisles to look for lead free, and their incentive. And it's a volunteer program. You don't have to do it, but we are encouraging people to do it through awareness and events.
Yeah. So, Donna, if somebody is looking for lead-free tackle, and you've whether they've just given the lead tackle in or using one of your $10 vouchers at participating sponsors, is it marked clearly on the tackle packages that there's no lead being used in these particular, you know, lures, etc.?
Well, sadly, Brian, I hate to say this, but no, it is not marked. And in fact, in Canada, on the packaging, they don't even have to indicate what the composite is inside that package. So we're so used to reading labels, what's inside of it. On this particular, with lead, it's not marked on the packaging. The only time you'll see lead marked on the packaging is when if the product is also sold in California, and it states that lead is harmful to human health and impacts reproductive health.
Hmm. And but the lead could still be in that tackle.
The lead could still be in the tackle. It's just a warning label, and sometimes people get immune to reading labels.
Hmm.
So on the Canadian side, we're not indicating on the packaging at all that there's lead inside the product. And also, as Margie mentioned, some of the floating ones, like it might be a minnow or something, looks like a plastic fish, but inside it's loaded with lead, and you don't know. So if you're trying to buy lead-free and you go down these fishing aisles, you may not even see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Very frustrating, and especially the fact that, you know, we have outlawed or banned lead paint, for instance, in different situations like that. So you think that tackle should be the next in line. So you're teaming up, Donna, with the folks at the Recycle and Reuse Center in Westport. You've got a couple of dates coming up. Let's talk a little bit about how people can actually look in their tackle boxes and bring this lead. So instead of just, we don't want it thrown out in the garbage, but you want it taken so it can be safely stored. What kind of project have you got set up for that?
So at the Lions Reuse and Recycle Center, which is open every Friday and Saturday from 9 until 1, we have staff there, and we have a lead buyback booth there. You can bring your lead in. You can also enter your name into a draw. We'll have prizes throughout the year for all the people that turned their lead in. And then at the end of the year, when we collect the lead, we're going to weigh it. And we have an arrangement with a company in Kingston, Kimco, and they're going to take the lead, smelt it down, and it will not go back out to lead fishing tackle manufacturers. Where it's going to go, it's going to go to one place, which is a battery manufacturer in Canada. So we're looking at the full cycle, collecting the lead, weighing the lead, sharing our results, and then recycling the lead into products made in Canada, which is lead batteries.
Yeah, yeah. And the safer use of that as opposed to ending up in our lakes and our rivers, etc.
That's right.
So do you have to live in the Westport area to be able to bring your tackle in to the Westport Recycle and Reuse Center?
Absolutely not, Brian. You can come in from anywhere, and we're actually working with other lake associations to create the awareness. So other lakes, you mentioned 50 lakes. Or 100 lakes.
100
lakes. Well, in Ontario, there's 250,000 lakes.
Yes.
So what we're encouraging, anybody, anywhere can bring in this lead, and we'll facilitate the recycling of the lead.
Right. Okay. And again, the Reuse Center is on the Salem Road, just up from the beer store. As we kind of, you would turn right to go down to the beach, the Sand Lake Beach for the Lions Club. But if you went straight past the beer store, that's where the Reuse Center is. Margie, you had something to add as well.
Just a quick add on there to what Donna said. We would encourage any U.S. visitors or visitors from any other country that are angling for Canadian fish they're welcome to bring us their lead tackle as well.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. And this particular, the program where people can bring it to the Recycle Center, that goes, you're really concentrating it over the next couple of weeks or so, but that center and that ability to be able to bring in the tackle goes right through to Thanksgiving and, you know, when they close, right?
That's right, Brian. And also what I found there is that if you bring in your tackle box, we'll help you sort out lead the lead tackle. And so a lot of people have inherited tackle boxes from their father and their grandfather, and they don't know what to do with them. So bring them in, and we'll sort through all the tackle, and we'll take the lead out for you.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Interesting that you kind of mentioned, you know, sometimes you don't know what's in there. You know, some of these plastic ceramic pieces are weighted, you know, with the lead. And Margie, that's got to be a tough one for anybody to, you know, have you kind of, you know, where'd you get the expertise, I guess, to kind of know what's in what?
Well, again, 50 years worth of angling and then some. So I'm a little bit of a lure snob. But it was painful for me to go through my own tackle box this summer. I'm not going to lie to you. I destroyed a lot of my baits. And these include, again, the chances of a crankbait going down the gullet of a loon are a little less likely. But these soft plastics that are made to sink or suspend, they contain lead, and they look just like minnows. Loons are chasing them down. They're ingesting them in different ways. So anyhow, yeah, it's hard to identify it for the average angler, I think. But again, the most obvious ones are your painted or unpainted jig heads and your weights. If we could at least work on getting those out of the box first, that would be a very good start.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's great that you got some expertise to be able to show people, you know, in their fishing tackle. I know some of them will be a little reticent to give up their Williams Warbler or whatever their favorite lure is, but it's something that has to be done, really. Eh?
It does. You know, loons, we have here in Canada 94 to 96% of the global breeding population. That's enormous. It's really up to Canada. We could try all we want in New England or in Wisconsin. We've only got, you know, 5 or 6% of the global population of loons there, and they have a very low fecundity rate, meaning they're half a chick success per year on average. So it's the adult loons that are very long-lived, and when you remove them from the population, you're really impacting the population, the future of the population.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. Just to wrap up, we're speaking to Margie Manthey and also Donna Gartland, members of the Association Wolf Lake, and they're doing the lead, get the lead out project. Donna, just in wrapping up again, for the folks that are very interested in getting that $10 voucher, when will they be available and where again? At the Reuse Center?
They are available. They're available in multiple spots. They're available at our participating retailers. They're available at the Lions Recycle and Reuse Center. They're also available at any of the events that we'll be attending. So for Canada Day, they'll be there. And any other lake associations that are participating, they also have the vouchers to distribute. So we're hoping that it's a mass distribution.
Yeah, yeah. Knowing the number of lake associations in this neck of the woods as well. And you've got some pretty big retailers. When you talk about the sponsors, a lot of tackle shops have joined the project as well.
That's right, Brian. And the one I'm most proud of is the one in Hardington, because they have removed all the lead tackle from their store, and they have only lead-free. So that was a huge change, and I think change is possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, through education
is what you're trying to do.
Yeah. If anybody wants any more information, and you've got a great video as well that I've seen, where would people go to find information on getting the lead out?
Donna actually created a marvelous web page for us. It's fishleadfree.ca. And it's got a lot of information, and it even has a listing of manufacturers and sellers of lead-free tackle.
Okay. So a little help there to be able to pick and choose those that are sort of hearing the call and moving forward. Okay. Well, thank you both for coming in and bringing this particular project to our attention and our listeners' attention. And I know we're going to be hopefully speaking to one of you on the weekend, as well as you're going to be at the Reuse Center in the Westport area. So again, we'll give you directions to the Lions Reuse and Recycle Center, and that is on the Salem Road just up from the beer store. And for July 1st, you're going to be there from 9 until 1, the same hours as what's going on. Right, so the Friday and then Saturday it's open as well again. Yeah, okay, sounds good. Well, listen, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention, and best of luck getting the lead out. I hope we can do that.
Thank you, Brian,
so much.
Brian.
All right. You're more than welcome. Our guests today, Margie Manthey and also Donna Gartland, members of the Wolf Lake Association and organizers of the Lead Fishing Tackle Buyback Program entitled Let's Get the Lead Out. That does it for today's edition of In Focus on Lake 88.1. I'm Brian Perkin. Have a great afternoon.